Hi, this is Byron Mills. Welcome to another podcast where we are jump-starting the Word of God and activating revelation in your life. We've been talking about uncommon things. As I was meditating on 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, I usually meditate that verse and speak it and declare it minimum of 5 days a week, sometimes 6 days a week in my time of prayer and meditation. 1 Corinthians 1:30 says, "But of Him are we in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption." And I would just go over that every day. And it became more and more of a reality in my heart, and I would see connections with those words. But the one word that I have struggled with over the years in that verse is sanctification. I couldn't get a handle on the practicality. How does that apply? What does that mean? I mean, the word sanctification is not a word that we use in our modern speech. So I just continued to meditate on it, trusting the Holy Spirit to give me light and revelation. Repetition creates an opportunity for revelation. Impatience will keep you from stepping into the realm of revelation from the Word. So after several months, I was speaking last week that of Him, of the Father, am I in Christ Jesus. You know, that can be understood two different ways. It could mean of God, I am in Christ Jesus. I'm in Christ Jesus, not by my doing, but by God's doing. It's of God that I'm in Christ. Or it could be understood as of God, am I in Christ Jesus? Because I'm in Christ Jesus, I am of God. I think both of them are right. It's amazing. The brilliant mind of the Holy Spirit can, in one sentence, mean or say two things. So, it's because of God that I'm in Christ Jesus, but because I'm in Christ Jesus, I am of God. Praise God. The second half of the verse, who of God is made unto me, Jesus Christ is made unto me by God, He's made unto me wisdom. There is no wisdom greater than His wisdom, and He is my wisdom. There's nothing today that His wisdom will not be imparted to me. There's nothing today that will outsmart the Lord Jesus. There's nothing today that will stump Him, confuse Him, or outthink Him. And He is my wisdom. He's made unto me wisdom. He's made unto me righteousness. I stand before God without a sense of guilt or shame or without a sin consciousness. I don't have a spiritual inferiority complex. And I stand before God just as if I've never sinned. That's what it means, that He has been made unto me righteousness. But that third word, Jesus has been made unto me sanctification. So I finally stopped while I was saying it, like I'm saying it right now. And I said, Lord, I don't know what that means. How does that apply? And the word separation came up. That's one of the meanings of the Greek word hagios, which is translated sanctification, sanctify, saint, holy, or holiness. All come from the same word, hagios. And so that word, one of its meanings is separated. To be separated from something that's unholy. It also means to be taken out of a common group and placed into an uncommon group. To be made uncommon, excellent, unusual. And I began to understand and see what that meant, that Christ is our sanctification. He makes my life and your life uncommon. We have uncommon wisdom. We have uncommon health, uncommon peace, uncommon joy, uncommon love that loves even those that hate you. Uncommon. We are in an uncommon group. We have uncommon immunity to sickness and disease. We have an uncommon power to lay our hands on the sick and they recover of even diseases that doctors cannot cure. It's an uncommonness. We're separated from what the common group of people are involved in. Most people get the flu every year. It's common for people to be sick. It's common for people to get the cold. It's common for people to get terminal diseases and not survive them. It's common for people to struggle with finances. It's common for people to be worried and stressed and not sleeping and taking medicine to calm their nerves. It's uncommon to be at peace. It's uncommon to have a joy that makes you laugh in the face of adversity. It's uncommon to lay hands on people with cancer and the cancers dry up and disappear. It's uncommon to give away money and wind up with more. These are uncommon things. It's uncommon with everybody right now with COVID-19 wearing masks and getting COVID-19. It's uncommon that you're not getting it. And if you did get it, it didn't kill you. It didn't affect you like others. We have people in our church that got COVID-19 and they said it felt like a mild allergy. And within just a few days, they were completely healed and cured and went right back to life. Oh, this is an uncommon. So Jesus has been made unto us sanctification. He has given us an uncommon life, an uncommon existence. This is powerful. Oh, this is so good and so necessary to understand that we are an uncommon people. Let's jumpstart this now. Say this out loud. Of Him am I in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto me wisdom. Jesus is my wisdom. Jesus is my righteousness. I am as righteous as Jesus Himself. Jesus is my sanctification. He has taken me out of the common and made me uncommon. I have an uncommon joy, an uncommon peace. I have uncommon health and wholeness. I have an unusual love. I have an exceptional immune system. I am uncommonly immune to sickness and disease. I have an uncommon prosperity. Everything I put my hand to prospers. I give money away and end up with more of it. I have uncommon prosperity. Praise God. Jesus is your sanctification. He is your exceptionalism. He is your uncommonness. He has made you unusually blessed, unusually immune. You are a sign and a wonder to the world because Christ has been made unto you sanctification. This is Pastor Byron Mills. I'm glad you're able to join me on the podcast today. Please share this so others can find out how to let Jesus be their sanctification too. Thank you for joining us today. We're going to dig later on in episodes coming up on our uncommonness in Christ Jesus. You don't want to miss it.